Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose.
Sunday reflection time. Today I want to talk about rituals, and it's a fitting day to talk about rituals, isn't it? Sunday. Sunday used to be full of rituals. People used to go to church. I did as a child. It was the thing. It was Sunday school first, I seem to remember, and then years later it was church. I went willingly. It wasn't completely unwillingly. I was a chorister for many years, and I got into church by singing, really, because I enjoyed singing, and it was quite fun being a chorister. Being a choir boy was interesting. But I left it all behind when I was 13, 14. I kind of said, this doesn't quite fit with my view of the world somewhere. And so I left it all behind. But just bring us on to this idea of rituals. And you know, because I'm doing this event, Spirituality, 14th of November, get your ticket. Because I'm doing this event, the idea and conversation around ritual and these processes that we use has been coming up quite a lot in the conversations we've been having with various people. And it's this thing about why we had rituals, why we've lost them, and how do we put them back and what value they have. And there's a whole load of conversations around this. But I think one of the biggest reasons that rituals have dropped away from us in our society in the current world, and they have been replaced by other ones, and I'll go to that in a minute, but the one reason they've dropped away is because they don't have the relevance they used to have. So, you know, we do have rituals in our life at the moment, but we don't see them as quite as reverent rituals. So such a thing, a ritual in your life would be you brush your teeth when you get up in the morning. You have a morning routine. There's a ritualistic involvement in that. You have a coffee break or a particular break. I mean, for me, coffee is my ritual. I love this process of making coffee and having... I have one cup of coffee a day, and I love that process. I enjoy that coffee. And it's something to do with, for me, with that idea of... I don't know, it's hard to pin it down, really. It's that idea. I guess it's tapping into the idea of joy and pleasure. And yet, I don't know, I can't get my finger quite on why it's so important to me. But it's not just the coffee. I always like to have something sweet with it. So there's a ritualistic thing around that for me. Need to dig and write that one out, I think, and try and unpack that one a little bit more. But we all have our rituals. We all have things that we create and put into our life, which we do on a regular basis and enjoy them. I mean, you watching a film and always having popcorn, it's a ritual. It's not a spiritual ritual, a ritual that gets you connected to something, but it's something that we do. I mean, for me, the coffee, and I guess that something sweet is about a break. It's about a change of mood or a change of process, and I tend to use it for that. But let's go on to where rituals came from a little bit, because I've been doing some thinking about this because of the other conversations I've been having with Philippa Main was a primary one, because she was talking a lot about rituals and about putting sacredness back. And also actually Ali Shah, he used to be talking about putting the sacred back into life. Both of those conversations are free at the event if you come and listen. So One thing that occurred to me about ritual, so I love free food. I love collecting local food. I love growing local food. I've had a real fantastic time this year growing tomatoes. The table behind me is full of green tomatoes ripening off. Scottish summer is not very long, and I didn't have tomatoes under cover this year. I had them out in the garden and they just did not ripen. So we're battling the ripening between blighting and ripening at the moment, whether they blight or ripen. Interesting. But yeah, you know, I've got this stuff all over the place, and I have in my garden a tree which I was given 15 years ago probably, and I had no space to put it, and I put it in the wrong location. It's in the corner of the garden by the garage, and it probably shouldn't be there. And I just put it there and said, well, we'll move it later. And of course, she didn't move it. So I've now got a tree growing in the side by the garage, which is a hazelnut tree. And this year, I got a crop of hazelnuts. Now, they're not a huge crop. I guess there must be, I don't know, and I've eaten a few of them. There's probably about a kilo of hazelnuts here. But hazelnuts. And so it's like, it's nice to have them. And now, what is this about ritual? Okay, so the reason I put it out about ritual, I was doing some reading about wild food and bits and pieces. And I've got this book by a guy called Ray Mears. It was a gift years ago. It was a TV program called Wild Food. And I was looking up the aspect on hazelnuts in here. And I'm going to read this to you because I think it's really fascinating. Off the west coast of Skye, to the west, the Isle of Jura, are two small islands of Onasay and Colonsay. And there on Colonsay, on a sheltered bay, an amazing discovery was made by Dr. Stephen Mithen from the Reading University. He uncovered an archaeological site that has tremendous importance to us. He found evidence of very short periods of time, perhaps only a few days in duration, maybe, most of a week, where people would visit the island, collect and prepare hazelnuts. Now, what these people would do, they were coming in by boat from probably Skye, and they were collecting the hazelnuts, going to the beach, making in this sheltered area, obviously camping there, making a depression in that area, and lighting a fire over the top of the hazelnuts. And then when the fire had died out, the hazelnuts would be roasted and would be able to take them away, and they'd be edible. Because apparently, if you eat a lot of these, it makes your tongue go funny. There's something in them, doesn't? That's why roasted hazelnuts are often used in cooking, because it takes away that thing which makes your tongue go funny. And that's what these people discovered. So I mentioned it to my son about this, and he said, God, could you imagine how much fun that would have been? It would have been a really exciting time. People going on the boat, and they would have had parties. They'd have had, and he's right, it would have been a festival. It would have been a ritual. It would have been, you know, the Hazelnut Festival, and that was 5,000 or 7,000, I think it's 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago, Neolithic. So, you know, rituals in the past were really significant because that was about safety. It was about actually securing the future of the tribe, securing our future. So the idea of doing a ritual around bringing a harvest in or a ritual around fertility, you can suddenly see why they're so flipping important. Because if I do this thing, if I say the words in the right way, if I do this thing in the right way, I will be blessed. And that is the power of ritual. And it's like, you know, it took my son to make me twig it, really, what a ritual that was. So that's me today, really, just talking about that idea of why rituals were so important and why they've lost our significance. But I also think it's time we put the sacred back into things somehow. And that's what this event is about. That's what spirituality is about. It's about exploring what it is. How can we put the values back into the life that we're leading so that we live the best life we can? And that's all I'm asking. That's all I'm suggesting. So there are 24 speakers now on this event, and the conversations are bloody amazing. Absolutely amazing. So look, check out the details below. I know I whinge on about this a lot, but I am so inspired by what these people are bringing. And here's the thing. I want to change the lives of 2,000 people. I want to change the lives of 2,000 people this year. And let's get this out to 2,000 people. If 2,000 people attend this, what change would happen? What could we achieve if we, all of us, chose to live life in a different way? Something to think on, isn't it? Anyway, I will leave you with those thoughts. Thank you so much for time and attention. I will be back on Wednesday with a live at 5. All the best. And that is it for my Sunday reflection. I will be back live on the Facebook page at 5 p.m. on Wednesday evening with my live at 5. There'll be more details about the event, Spirit Duality. If you're interested in that, you can find a link in the show notes above. We're talking about the speakers that we're picking up, and I shall have a little bit of a personal story about my journey. Anyway, that will be at 5 o'clock on Wednesday on the Life, Passion and Business Facebook page. I hope to see you there. In the meantime, all the best. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you later.